Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Republican Senator Charles Grassley. First, do you have any remarks regarding President Trump and some of his remarks with the G7 and Canada?
Of course I do. Did you see the picture of him, of his sitting there with his arms folded with Merkel evidently trying to reason with him or something, and the president of, or the prime minister of Japan looking on with his arms folded? I suppose it would have been nice to be a mouse there, right? Anyway, here's the best answer to your question. At least this is how I thought about it. Rather than just saying Trump, how I feel about that, I was reminded that Trump is probably trying to do what Prime Minister Trudeau said in his news conference afterwards, that he was trying to accomplish by going against or not negotiating with the president, or at least not agreeing with the president, and that was that I've got to look out for the people of Canada. Well, I think the president is taking the view that the Prime Minister of Canada or the Chancellor of Germany is not going to look out for the American people. It's the president's job to look out for the American people, and that's what he's trying to do. And then I think he's also trying to carry out his campaign promises that he made, and trade was a big deal, and he's trying to protect the working men and women of America by fighting for a better trade deal. And then he looks at the rest of the world. They have high tariffs against some American products going in there. They have other restrictions of our products going in there. And we're pretty much accept anything the world wants to send us. And if you're a consumer, you can buy anything around the world you want to buy, except maybe pharmaceuticals, because they can't be imported. And they should be imported from my point of view. But everything else you can buy. And so if you really want fair and free trade, why don't these other countries let our products into their country on the same basis as we let their products into America?
And do you think that Russia should be readmitted to that group?
Not right now, so I disagree with the president on that point. If I could be sold on the proposition that some of the things that we're trying to accomplish with Putin, like checking his violation of the denuclearization agreements, the ICBMs and stuff like that. We think he's violating those. He's got thousands of troops in Ukraine. What's he invading Ukraine for? How could he take over Crimea? And he's threatening the Baltics. And he's poisoning, trying to murder Russians that he doesn't consider loyal, like poisoning people in England. And somebody died 10 years ago, but more recently, you know. And all the things that Putin's trying to do, if I thought his coming back to the G7 to make it G8, I'd say, yes, let's do that. But I'd have to be sold on that proposition before I'd say unequivocally he ought to come in.
What do you hope to see come from the meetings with North Korea?
Denuclearization. Number one, relieving the fear that we have that he could deliver a nuclear bomb, ICBM, to California or maybe further into our country. And in the process, anything else that can be done about peace between North Korea and South Korea. But I would be very willing to have our president offer to him that we can help him improve his economies. And I don't mean giving taxpayers money to North Korea to accomplish that, but encouraging investment in North Korea, trade with North Korea, and eventually, if he really goes through with the process of denuclearization and it doesn't take 10 years to get the job done, we would obviously reduce our sanctions on that country, which would help it economically, because I always use the example that 60 years ago, the economy in North and South Korea was pretty equal. But 60 years later, because of democracy, the free enterprise system, and versus a totalitarian country of North Korea, the economy of South Korea is probably 30 times the size of North Korea now. So those people are living impoverished lives, and they don't need to. And if he reaches an agreement with us, I think we could help his people tremendously.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.